I'm standing outside Livienko metro station in the heart of Moscow. There are ambulances, firefighters, emergency services vehicles at both exits of the square. And to my left is the Livienko. It's the famous headquarters of the KGB. It used to be. It's now the headquarters of the Federal Security Service, Russia's powerful domestic intelligence agency. And I have to say that the timing of this first blast this morning directly outside the Livienko appears to be a statement directed both against the FSB, who've been carrying out a whole series of what they would call counter-terrorist operations in the North Caucasus and Russia's North Caucasus, and indeed against the Russian state itself. It's clear that terror, I think, has really come back to the heart of Moscow, to the Russian capital. What happened today is rather reminiscent of what happened 6 years ago in the summer of 2004, when there were a whole series of attacks on metro stations and on planes. I think it's very interesting. Basically, the Kremlin has fought two wars in Chechnya, one between 1994 and 1996, another between 1999 and 2005. And in recent years, has asserted very boldly that the insurgency there by Islamist rebels is over, the situation is under control. But really, facts on the ground have said that this is not the case. The situation in the republics of Ingushetia and Dagestan and Chechnya itself has been getting steadily worse, to the point where there's more or less a state of civil war there. And it seems to me that it was inevitable that at some point this conflict would spill out into Moscow itself. And I think that's really what's happened this morning.